It is Tuesday, the 3rd of July already. Welcome to winter. It's pretty blowy out there in Apollo Bay. You're with Sarah Bell today for the Otway Health Check. And due to unforeseen circumstances, Tony Mandick was supposed to be on the radio today to discuss the Good Sam app. Really exciting stuff, but unfortunately he cannot make it in the studio today. So with me instead, I've got the lovely Sally Forrester from Murrawarne Neighbourhood House and the wonderful Fingal Sin sculpture artist who's here to talk about Murrawarne and give us an update on what's happening. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning,
lovely
Sarah.
Lovely to see you this morning.
Yeah, no, it's been good, apart from the wind and the cold weather, eh?
Yeah, I was watching Bob Telford going around the streets and collecting everyone's rubbish bins, so a shout out to Bob for picking up after everyone this morning.
Good on you, Bob. Don't blow away. Now, for today, we've got a special edition of the Otway Health Check for Murrawarne Neighbourhood House. Perhaps we can talk about our relationship between Otway Health and the Neighbourhood House and how we're connected in some way.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful relationship. So Murrawarne is funded by the state government under the Neighbourhood House funding scheme. We're funded to be open for 20 hours a week, and Otway Health are our auspicing agency, so they kick in an extra 5 hours a week, and they also pay for our building, all our HR support, all the tech kind of support, all the nuts and bolts that would make it almost impossible to function without having that organisation behind us. So state government funds me to just open the doors, but Otway Health really support us to put on the beautiful programs that we're able to do. So they really help us put the flair into what we do, which is kind of why we're here today talking about our new programs coming up.
Excellent. And recently we've been talking about collaborative partnerships. We were talking with Andrew Buchanan from the Apollo Bay District Health Foundation last fortnight about the way that we work together with the community. And this is another way that Otway Health shows that initiative as well. So it's great to have you here this morning. And I believe you've got some news about Murrawarne and some of the courses that you've got up and coming over the next few weeks.
Yeah, so we're working on our term three guide, but I can say to you that for July we have some first aid training coming up. It's the CPR update or the CPR full course, as well as the first aid update or the first aid full course. And this is the kind of training that is accredited and that you need if you work, say, in the childcare industry, or you might be out in tourism. A lot of people need this qualification for their work. So that's on in July, and also in July we have our Okido yoga sessions coming up. So that's with Andrew Hack, who's been teaching for about 15 years in Apollo Bay. And Okido is I do the yoga. It's a very kooky yoga. It's a very fun yoga. It's not very serious.
It's got a pretty kooky name too. It's been around for a while. I keep seeing that one pop up.
Yeah. So it's a Japanese style of yoga, and it's a slow, stretchy kind of yoga, but there's also a bit of reflexology or massage that you do on other people as well. So, you know, you'll be massaging people's back and also stretching at the same time. So it's the kind of yoga you do if you want to have a giggle at the same time.
Bit of interactive yoga.
Yeah.
Fiddleston, have you done any yoga before?
No yoga. I've done, I don't even remember what it was called.
Bit of meditation.
No, the one with this table, Pilates? The special Pilates. I did Pilates for a little while, years and years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. And we've also, the other reason that I wanted to come in today is we've got this fabulous project coming up with Fingal Sin called Winter Woodwork.
Yeah, it's a 4-week intensive course. A bit of background for us, Fingal Sin, you're a sculptured artist and have been involved in some community initiatives in terms of art. Did you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I've been a public space sculptor for many years, and since moving down here, have started working with community and collaboration with others and getting much more into that side of it.
How long have you been down here for?
I think 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going fast. Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure.
Yeah. So really keen on doing what I do, but changing direction a bit and doing it with others.
So what type of artwork do you specialise in?
My own stuff is timber. So if I'm just at, you know, my own workshop doing my own thing, working towards an exhibition, it's almost always wood.
Yep.
I've got a few people around the state who take care of me with specialised timbers and things that come down that you might not otherwise find. So a bit of we've got some olive in the shed at the moment, seasoning, which is pretty amazing. A bit of, yeah, amazing stuff. But with the collaborative stuff, I'm far more varied. So it depends on where it's going and what it's doing and what it has to stand up to and what kind of budget we've got and, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I suppose that all comes into account. I'm actually looking at one of the prototypes you've got, you've brought in for the into the studio for me to look at, and it's a little bit of a sinister looking character.
Yeah, but so he's the latest. Yeah. He's not something that I've done before. So this is a really interesting one, and this is what our winter woodworking course will be all about. This is a 4 meter tall animated sculpture, for better terms. I don't want to call him a puppet, but if you think of a great big 4 meter tall puppet, you're close to where we're going with it. Yeah, and he's dark.
He's very dark. He's I don't want to give too much away because it's it's a really exciting
there's a sneak tease of him on Facebook at the moment, on my Facebook page.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Grim Reaper going on there, I think.
Very heavy Grim Reaper. Yeah. Obviously leading into upcoming events that we've got.
So your course covers design, construction and a delivery of the public space sculpture and also a performance that's run during the Winter Wild event that's coming up in August this year. Tell us a little bit about the course itself. So it's run through Murrawarne and you're looking for people to participate. What would they actually be doing in your course?
Do you want me to cover that?
I think you're the best one to cover that because I'm not teaching it.
So this is a really interesting one. It's an opportunity for me to be involved with some people who may never have done public space artwork or public space sculpture before. And it's also an opportunity for me to impart a bit of experience about how to approach art commercially. My own art changed when I stopped making art to then try and sell. I started to go out and find the home for the artwork before ever starting to create, which is an interesting way to do it.
You mentioned that. You've got an artist statement here that says, large sculpture is unlike many art forms. There's little opportunity to practice your art form and sell pieces at exhibition. The budget and space required is often prohibitive. To solve this, we do it backwards. Find the home for the artwork before it exists. This creates a whole new series of challenges, but also opens up opportunities that an artist may have never even considered. What sort of spaces have you considered in your previous art installations?
So this started years and years ago when I was working with a dear friend who's also a sculptor, and we just had a crack at a budget. We saw that it was actually one of the Park Hyatt hotels years ago. They were doing a refurb and they had a whole heap of cash for artists, and there was a chunk of it that we thought we could have a crack at, and we got it. And we worked really, really hard, and we did it. We pulled it off, and I think we made about $7 an hour on that gig with all the work we put in. But what was clear to us is we were suddenly paid to make art, and we actually, it was really lovely to be able to create knowing that we were being paid, knowing that we had a budget there, rather than creating with a thought to maybe later presenting it and selling it. So we did it again and again. Yep. And that's how I now try and operate.
Well, that sort of makes sense too, because if you're looking to create a piece of artwork, it's usually the visual space that you've got that helps to determine the size, the shape, the style.
Absolutely.
Yeah, depending on whether you're in the city or in a rural area, you know.
So. And it also really lets you... it's restrictive in some ways because you're obviously trying to fit a piece or a design into somebody else's requirements, somebody else's taste, somebody else's space.
That's design aesthetics in a nutshell.
But on the flip side, you can find yourself with some pretty decent budgets and some pretty exciting materials that you wouldn't otherwise be able to just bring into your workshop and play with. And it allows you to collaborate with other people, but also industry. You know, I've had stuff put together in some pretty amazing factories and foundries that I would never have thought I'd be able to play in and be a part of. And so those budgets, they open up a lot of fun and a lot of, it's It's good.
So this course is a great opportunity for everyone to pick your brain.
Yeah, this is a good one. So the students of this course will come in at a point where the artwork has been largely designed, it's been pitched, it's been approved. So I've been through that process.
I'll talk to them about that process.
And that's a process that is really, really important. That's the hardest bit. Once you've been through that bit and somebody says, here's some money, then you panic and you do it. It's going to happen. You might do it with, you know, kicking and screaming, but you're going to do it. Actually getting to that point is the hard bit, and that's the bit that I'm really interested in talking about and sharing. And then the fun part of the course, the big part, will be constructing this big beast and being a part of the performance, which will involve becoming a controller or a puppeteer.
So when they're constructing the big beast, what materials are they going to be making?
So we're going to be using predominantly timber, and a lot of hessian and rope and cloth in this one.
Okay.
He's a one-time performance piece, so we don't have to be too permanent. And we're trying to save weight. So, yeah. Yep.
And what kind of tools will you be using? What kind of skill? If I was to enrol, what kind of skills would I need to have? Or are you going to talk me through those to a certain degree?
I will. This course won't be tool heavy, so don't think of it as a woodwork course so much as a learning how to use the tools and how to shape the timber. This is very much a very big, very complex piece of IKEA furniture that a group of people are going to build and do something amazing with. So he'll largely be designed, and his major parts will be pre-constructed, mm-hmm. and we will assemble and put him together and decorate and make him incredible as a group. And yep. So there'll be opportunity not only to be a part of constructing him, but also an opportunity to be a part of his final look.
And where will he live after this is all complete?
So that's a really interesting question, and one that I can't answer at this point.
I'm going to put a call out to the Colac Otway Shire to have it shrouded in secrecy permanent about that.
That's a curly question.
So can you talk a bit about the performance part that's involved with this project?
Yeah, sure. The performance is we're lucky enough to have had the conversation, and so this performance will be a part of the opening of the Winter Wild Festival. It'll be a major part of the opening parade.
It's definitely got the theme going. It's birth and death this year, isn't it? Starting with death.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep. Absolutely. So the sculpture itself will be controlled by four puppeteers, and they'll get the opportunity to not only be a part of the performance, but rehearse with some really amazing directors and performers. Roderick Poole and Ellie Wood will be a big part of that. And it will be a major performance in the heart of town, with quite a few hundred people looking on. It's going to be exciting.
If last year's event was anything to go by, it was incredible. Lots of people, lots of excitement. Definitely got that sort of dark arts theme to it as well.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting event for Apollo Bay. Something different and something new and innovative for the bay as well.
Absolutely.
We might take a break, and when we come back, maybe you can talk about you're going to need some performers, and you're going to need some construction people and some makers to help bring this to fruition. So when we come back, we'll talk about that and we'll give you all the details. This is the Otway Health Check, and we're in the studio with Sully Forrester from the Murrawarn Neighbourhood House and Finkelsin discussing all things Murrawarn. See you soon. You're listening to the Otway Health Check. So we've got some funding that's been secured, and we've got a couple of weeks until this program kicks off. Sally, did you want to give us some details about when, how, etc.?
Yeah, it's a bit of a whirlwind, but I think as creative people, that's how we like to work. Let's just get this going now. So we were really, really lucky and thankful to secure some funding from the Colac Otway Shire. And we received confirmation of that funding on Friday. So here we are on Tuesday, working really hard to get this up and running. So the funding has meant that we are able to deliver this fabulous course with all the best bells and whistles that go around with it. And we're also able to do a lot of documentation of it as well. So there's a part of this course that will turn into some video work, which we'll be able to view and watch online as we go, which is a really great thing, particularly for the Neighbourhood House in terms of communicating the direction that it's wanting to go in now, which is really engaging and really working directly with the community. So we thank the Kolakotwa Shire for funding us.
And, absolutely.
And just for its support in arts in the area and acknowledging that it's an area that needs to be funded properly and people do need to get paid for the work they do in
Definitely.
There. So we thank
you. And I would say that the conversations I've had with the Shire in the last couple of years have been really good, really positive as far as Shires go. And I've dealt with a few. Kolakotwa has been really, really happy to talk and interested and genuinely engaging.
Lucky for us.
In my experience.
Yeah, lucky for us. We also got a little bit of funding from the Learn Local program. So Marawan Neighbourhood House is funded by the Learn Local program, which is a state government program for adult education. So this winter woodwork program, because of all the amazing skills that people will learn and be able to put into their own art practice, falls under the Learn Local funding as well. So that's the reason we've been able to present this this week or this month.
Great.
But it does mean that we have to move really fast. So the winter woodwork dates, so the course is starting on Wednesday the 18th of July. It's an evening course from 6 till 9, so hopefully you can finish work and secure the kids and do whatever you need to do. To then come up and play with some woodwork with Fingalsin. It's 3 weeks from the 18th of July, so the 18th, 25th and the 1st of August are the three construction classes. The week after, being the 8th of August, is a rehearsal, and the Saturday the 11th is the performance, which will coincide the same weekend of the Winter Wild.
There's a bit of momentum there, isn't there?
Oh, there's a lot of momentum. We are moving fast.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing, though.
It's great. It's great. It's when we do our best work. When.
Actually, that's a good point. It is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The Winter Woodwork Project that's happening, kicking off on the 18th of July on Wednesday from 6 till 9 p.m, an evening class that we've got going on. The cost is $130. And if you head to the brand new, lovely new website, mwnh.org, which is the Murrawarr Neighbourhood House website, you can get all the latest news, information and details about the course. Plus, you can actually register and pay for your course online.
Yeah, of course you can. We've got all our courses are now hooked up with TriBooking. So you can go through the Marawarr website, absolutely. But if you've got TriBooking loaded up on your phone or your laptop, you can go straight there and just do a search for Marawarr and all our programs will come up. So you can book into Okido Yoga, your CPR update or first aid courses all through there as well.
Fantastic. And if you do have any questions about these courses or joining one, you can give Sally Forrester a call on 5237 8590.
Yep. Very good. And I'll if I'm not there, I will get back to you and we can have a chat.
Fingalsin, who's really skilled and has a lot of experience in structural art. Thank you so much for being in the studio today, both Sally and Fingalsin.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. This has been the Otway Health Check. Have a nice week. Don't blow away. This is Sarah Bell.